Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Greg Kozera is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, spokesperson in charge of communications for the Cheryl Crescent, an organization of three states in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, promoting their own energy production. You can build a factory right on top of the energy source there. He's the author of Learned Leadership, also Just the Facts, ma'am. Greg, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's CherylCrescentUSA.com or GregKozera.com for my stuff.
All right, with Kozera with a K. Greg, thanks again for hanging out with us. You were just giving us a report on the implications, the near and long-term implications of what happened in Texas with their freeze, rare total freeze-up of the state, and how it impacted that very important center of petroleum production and for the country, really not just the country but the world. But what else do we need to know about this, and how do we prevent it, but also, if do you think that people? I think people still haven't realized what the implications of this is going to have on their availability of plastics. I'm going to use that term, just plastics, plastic type products.
Well, that is important.
Petroleum products. What is the availability of that? That we still don't even know what. A lot of people don't really understand what that's going to do yet, and how is that going to make people feel? When they overlaid the Green New Deal on that, where they're talking about cutting out all that stuff.
Well, and you know, that's the part that this is really, maybe it's a benefit to us to see, here's what happened just from a freeze. Now, if you physically decide that, you know, because people talk about, you know, the electric car, but they don't like fracking. Well, I have to break the news to them. That's a fracking product.
Right.
I mean, it's 70% plastic, polyethylene, polypropylene, all those products. You know, you look at most of the stuff we're doing, windmills and solar panels.
They try to make electric cars not be heavy, and the way you make them not heavy is to make them out of plastic.
Absolutely. And that's what makes everything so, even the gasoline-powered cars, so efficient, is they're so lightweight. And how many, you know, I go to a car dealership, and occasionally I'll bring my magnets with me, stick on the back of my rental car. Well, these can't even put magnets on.
Right.
Not metal.
Right.
So that's what's so important. So if you're in business, if you're a small business owner, you know, let's face it, if you're a hardware store or if you're doing contracts with someone, you better think about where your supplies are coming from, because that, or order ahead and make sure that you've got them, because that's really going to be a big deal going forward. So plan on
this.
We already know energy prices are going up. They've done a great job of that in D.C. And I saw something, Jim, I haven't seen in over 10 years. I saw fuel surcharge on a bill the other day.
Wow.
Now, doggone it, that's coming around again. So
those are little paragraphs in contracts that nobody has seen in years. Nobody's seen executed in years.
Right. So that's really, we need to think about this. So how do we fix that? That's really a good point. And what we're doing in our region, as we bring industry back to the United States, as we're starting to see some of these processors in our area expand, that's one way to fix that, is you create these regional supply chains where you're not depending on, you know, even in our region, a lot of the stuff can come from really right there, as opposed to bringing it in. We've got a company that was getting 60% of their stuff from Tokyo. Well, they've already flipped that, so it's now 60% here in the region. They still got 40% coming across the pond. And all it takes, if you're making a product, is one component that you can't get because it's coming from Asia or Europe or someplace, and you're done. So
is this a way, though, you mentioned something a minute ago, as I asked you to, is this the view into the future of a new Green Deal future, where people who otherwise, just because they didn't have any backbone, might support it, if it starts cutting into corporate revenue, corporate profits, the ability of a company to drive their share price, because there's no this, the thing about the Green New Deal is a lie. I've been saying that for a long time. It's a fraudulent notion because it doesn't replace. It has nothing. It has no ability to replace what it wants to get rid of. And if you allow the Green New Deal to play out, what's going to take the place of all these parts and these supplies and the different products that we use and the propulsion, right? The energy that propels things, what's going to take the place of that? At some point in time, isn't Texas a view into that future?
It really is, Jim. And I think that's the stuff that may be a wake-up call. And here's what we're already seeing. I was thrilled the other day. I'm in my local grocery store. There's this sanitary wipes that you couldn't get during the pandemic.
Right.
There's four boxes there. And I'm thinking, because there, you know where those things are. I was dead wrong. I thought they were made in China. They were made in the USA. I'm in my drugstore last week, Jim. And I got these name brand over-the-counter drugs. And guess what? The generics are made in the USA, and they're a lot cheaper.
Hey, Greg.
Figuring out to make
will you come
cheaper.
Back when you can get a little more excited about this? We'd appreciate that very much. Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. We can't do without him. GregCazera.com, CherylCrescent.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.